With Iran in the news, I've been remembering my own introduction to the country. Our group of Peace Corps volunteers arrived in Iran in winter, after the semester had begun where we were supposed to teach. We were taken to the home of Prime Minister Hoveyda and stood there not knowing what to do or say. As it happened, I was standing next to the Prime Minister. Looking down, I realized we were standing on a magnificent Persian carpet. We have a friend here who admired the carpet of another Iranian who instantly responded it was his. Sure enough, when our friend Bob got home, there was the carpet, rolled up and leaning against a corner. Bob was beside himself, not knowing what to do, but his friend showed up a few days later and admired the carpet. "It's yours," Bob quickly responded, and the carpet was returned to its proper home. But I didn't know that in the Prime Minister's house and barely understood their system of etiquette. I've since learned that it's risky to make small talk with someone much higher on the social ladder in any country, but I didn't know that yet. So I admired the Prime Minister's carpet. Understanding American culture much better than I knew Iranian culture, Prime Minister Hoveyda dropped to the floor, motioning me to join him. He then turned over a corner of the carpet and gave me my first lesson in distinguishing the quality of Persian carpets, turning what could have been my intense embarrassment into a warm introduction to Iran. Our next stop was Shiraz, near the ancient capital of Persepolis, in the desert over 400 miles south as the crow flies, or something like 9 hours by car or bus. We went to what was then named Pahlavi University, designed to be an American-style institution. All but one of us had graduate degrees so that we could teach there. The students were required to speak English and spoke it reasonably well. But this country hadn't told Iranian authorities who was in our group or what we were qualified to teach. University officials had asked for natural scientists and one art historian, understanding that art historians were broadly trained and could be versatile. We had an art historian and people in the natural sciences. But we had an equal number of people in social science, economics, history, law, and politics. The Peace Corps and the late President Kennedy wanted to get Americans over as soon as possible, so who was available determined who we sent. That was a problem, however, so Peace Corps and diplomatic personnel neglected to convey the information. Therefore, we were taken to the provost's office. He assembled the heads of each of the departments at the university. After he explained the situation, he asked department chairs which of us they could use. Since their semester had begun, we would be underemployed for a while. But our hosts were gracious in helping us get our feet on the ground. By the end of the semester, we enjoyed many friendships among faculty and students. Our welcome was warm, even if a bit chaotic.